podcast daily dilemma of the week. If you would like to send one into us over the weekend, talk@beat102103.com is the email address. That's where you'll find us. Are you ready for this?
Go for it.
Put your cornflakes down. Hi, lads. Listen to you in work in the mornings. And I said, this is one for you to read out. Seen a girl for about a month, but the other night was the first time I stayed at hers. We were in the bed chatting after, you know,
okay.
And I was looking at her bedside table when I saw something which I don't think is right. Piled up were just a load of used chewing gums.
Oh?
We're talking about 50 of them.
Oh, no.
Oh. I asked her straight out, what's the story with that? And she just replied, that's my chewing gum stack. No. She didn't flinch when she said it. Just made out it was normal enough to keep a pile of used gum beside her bed. So, what do you think? Would you see her again if you were me?
Can we just be clear on this? She has a tower beside her bed in the bedroom.
No, stack.
A stack. Like a pancake stack of used chewing gum. So she's done with the chewing gum. She just adds it to the stack and then sleeps.
Beside it. Like, I was just trying to think when this came in, right? So say, like, 50. Would it be about that? Like, it's
I
hard
don't
know. To
it
know
depends
how...
on what, like, is she having... Like, what kind of gum she's
like,
eating.
Like, is it bubble
stuff?
Gum? Yeah. Then it'd be big. But, like, if it's just regular, if it's just an extra. But, like, that is a lot of chewing gum. And it is also, like, a lot to leave. You know, like, when you think about it and you get down to the germ part of it, like, that's been in your mouth. Mm-hmm. And then you're putting a stack of germ. And it's just living there.
Ah, well, look, I don't know if it's germs. It's just a bit of saliva. Like, you'd hope you wouldn't have many germs.
But if it's been in your mouth, if you're chewing a piece of gum for an hour, of course there's going to be certain...
At least there might be a nice minty smell in her room. Oh. The remains.
I don't know how I would feel about discovering that I was seeing somebody who kept... two things. One, like... You know, if you get caught short and you might have a chewing gum in your bed at night or whatever, and you might put it in a tissue and you'll get rid of it in the morning. Or, you know, I think it's the fact that you've done that and then she's owned it. Do you know what I mean?
There's a pride almost. Yes.
Yeah, like it's her chewing gum stack. She's no issue with keeping it. I just, like, would I see her again? Well, I mean, like, do you like her, I suppose? Is there anything else that, like...
But I suppose his point is this a red flag for whatever else you might discover?
Yeah, I know. You see, what are you going to find out? I really am a little bit... No, it's a bit vile. I'm sorry. It's more than a bit vile.
Is this worse than, remember, we'd heard about toenails being kept?
I always think of toenails being one of the worst things that I've ever heard on this show. Amy, a guy years ago was... he used to keep his toenails in a jar.
Why?
Collection.
We still don't really know why, but like, this guy was proud. He came on air and then a month or two later he went up to show in the Crown and
met him in the Crown.
I'm toenail guy.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
And I mean, never know, I could meet chewing gum stack girl. Who knows what's going to happen?
Okay, let's get some
thoughts. I think it's pretty bad. I do.
085-102-9103. What would you say to our emailer? A few people are onto us about a well-known song, including Sean.
Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight?
How does it go as a song?
I don't know, but I've heard that phrase before. I've heard, and I think I knew people years ago who sometimes stuck it to their wooden headboards and just stuck it up there, which is as bad. Yeah. Oh, turn you on. Now.
I think I did that once with Hubba Bubba. Because when I was younger, I wasn't allowed much sugar. And I think I got Hubba Bubba at someone's house and I didn't want it to be over. So I think I did put it on the desk beside my bed and have a go at it in the morning.
Yeah.
Does that make me fight? I know, but I was a child.
Did you chew it aside? Did you put it back in your mouth next morning?
Yeah. Oh. Well, I was a kid.
And Hubba Bubba loses its flavour in about 10 seconds.
I know, Niall, but remember, I grew up on rice cakes.
I know.
All right, spare a thought.
God, it's so hard going back in. Anyway, Denise was onto some Wexford. Manky, no. And Nile, moisture breeds bacteria.
Yeah, Nile.
Just no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Who is this from? This is Lee, said, that is just disgusting. How does the rest of her house look?
Erica was on to us as well. Sorry if things are a little slow. It's just my hands.
However disgusting it is, he just done the business. Had to get over himself.
Okay. No. Like, he got what he this is what you came for.
Yeah, well,
and Sandra was on to us on this as well.
Good morning, guys. Sandra here. Just wondering, what about insects pooing on it and the dust on it? That's absolutely vile. Get rid of it.
Sandra, I have never considered insects pooing stuff in my house until you've brought it up. And also, now I'm not going to be able to think about anything else.
Just in some defence of her, I don't think she's putting it back in her mouth. She's building the stack. Once she's done with it, it's on the stack. It's not going back in her mouth.
Oh, I hadn't thought about her putting it back in her mouth. No, that's mad. But it's just the fact
you
that...
You did.
Once, Niall, all right? And I didn't get much sugar as a child. I can't stress that enough.
Okay, Yvonne was on to us as well.
That is absolutely disgusting.
It is.
Can you imagine, like, when she's not around, the dust that would be landing on those chewing gum stacks or flies or flies pooping on them or ants, like, and then she's putting them back into her mouth. That is gross. Red flags, run away.
All I'm taking from this is like that there's insects and flies pooing in my house on stuff. Yeah. You know, I just never. It's another thing to worry about.